Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Abel Ryan and Deanna Lampe. And Crystal didn't catch your last name, but you're all here to talk about artists of all nations, and this is your theme song, right?
Fabulous.
All right. Let's start with introductions. Crystal, why don't you go first? And please introduce yourself and tell me how you're involved with Artists of All Nations.
My name is Crystal Cudworth, and I'm an oil painter. I came to Juneau 3 years ago, and 2 years ago I became involved in Artists of All Nations through seeing it in the Capital City Weekly. I went to the first one and found it to be a great studio time, so I kept going back. Mm-hmm.
And Deanna, how about you? Would you please introduce yourself and tell me how you are involved with Artists of All Nations?
I got pulled in. Deanna Lampe. I've been here forever, 237 years to be exact. My day job is a wholesale mailer retail, and I am a beater, a sometimes weaver, and I dabble in other things.
And what's your role in Artists of All Nations?
My role is, I am like co-host with Abel. Deborah O'Gara was the host or the moderator or whatever when it first started, but she departed to Petersburg a couple months ago and asked Abel and I to co-host the event one Sunday a month. And she was on the Jack board, and the question came up of how do they bring more people into the Jack who don't normally attend Jack events? And so she said, well, you know, I belong to some groups. We do our art in a communal setting. Every Saturday, there's an auntie's house out at Tlingit Naida where the women get together and bead and work on projects. Patty Fiorella and Kay Parker, I think, they hold a weavers group at the Douglas Library one Sunday a month. And weavers, beaters, people who just, you know, want to hang out with them and do their artwork show up. So I think she suggested that perhaps the Jack do something like that to bring more diverse people into the Jack, just learn about what the Jack does, and like the flyer says, get inspired and get share inspiration, I guess.
I love it. Sounds like such a great idea. Abel Ryan, last but not least, please introduce yourself and talk about your experience with Artists of All Nations.
Again, my name is Abel Ryan, and I'm a Tsimshian artist. I carve, paint, engrave, make messes in multimedia, and torture my kids.
With your art? With your passions?
And just being a dad, yeah.
With your parenting?
I enjoy life as much as I possibly can, either with you or at your expense. And I was asked to come and hang out with Artists of All Nations. Deborah invited me in. And it was a really great opportunity. It was something that I was looking for to do, to get out of the house and have studio time where I could focus on working, but also a chance to hang out with other people, to visit, to get ideas, to share ideas, and to just be in the presence of other artists. We had something like this when I was living in Sitka, going to school at Sheldon Jackson. We had a Thursday night carving group where it was mostly guys, but we would get together once a week, drink coffee, carve, tell stories. And it was just a really great fellowship time where we get together, hang out, and this is a great time, too. We can hang out, check in with each other, see how we're doing, see our projects, get inspiration, encourage each other. And if nothing else, just have time to work away from home and other distractions.
So if I'm understanding correctly, Artists of All Nations is basically open studio time, a set amount of time at the Jack, and you can come in and bring your projects and work on them and also collaborate or speak with or visit with or network with other artists as well. Do I have that right?
You got that right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's fabulous time. Mm-hmm.
So how long has this been going on? I think you said it started about a year ago?
Maybe this might be the beginning of the third year. We're not quite sure. It's been at least a year and a half. Maybe it's going into the second year.
I think we're just starting our third year, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So it takes place at the Jack. What day, what time? About, it's like once a month on a Sunday? It's
usually the last Sunday of the month.
Okay.
And it's from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., except this month, because the last – well, no, this
no,
month. This
is
the last Sunday of the month.
Yeah,
so this Sunday, the 24th, 1 to 5.
Great. Crystal, I'm going to come back to you. How many have you participated in, and can you share a story of how Artists of All Nations has maybe inspired you or guided your work?
Tell the truth.
I'd say a lot of them. Yeah. I love going, so I look forward to it, and I go as much as possible. It's easier to bring some smaller projects there for transporting them. So if I'm working on something that's a little beastly to bring, I just usually work at home with that. But I do love going, so I have gone to most of them, I would say. Deborah O'Gara inspired me with cedar basket weaving. She's a really great teacher, so I'm just getting started learning that. I'm on my second basket, so that has been a new adventure, and yeah, very much enjoying it.
Abel, as a carver, how do you work on some of your projects at the Jack? Do you, because I imagine you're working on big things, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
I do a lot of really small projects typically. So
and you do smaller carvings?
I do a lot of smaller carvings. I'll be carving on masks, bowls, spoons, plaques occasionally. Right now I'm painting drums, getting ready for public market. So, yeah, it's just whatever projects I have on hand that I need to work on, I'll load them up in my car and bring them down and grab a table and get to work and hang out. It's really fun.
Deanna, what are you working on currently?
I'm trying to do some earrings myself. I'm working on some beaded earrings and confession, sometimes I bring my project, but I spend most of the time talking with people.
But that's kind of a part of it, too.
Yeah, it is. It is, exactly. And like Abel said, the next one is this Sunday from 1 to 5. And the nice thing about the Jack, you know, not only will they do they provide the coffee, but, you know, they have this big room. And last month and this month, I think the Holiday Pops folks are going to be rehearsing. So they'll join us probably around 2 or 2, 2.30, and we get to listen to them rehearse. And it gets me to quiet down and do my gig. But, yeah, and it's just kind of – and it's putting us in the holiday mood, I guess, because, you know, now I want to make all kinds of things to give away to people. So what was your question?
You answered it. I was asking what you were working on, and I also wanted to I wanted to ask if you guys get a pretty good turnout every month or if you would really like more people to come.
Well, we certainly would like more people to come. And the first time, there were a lot of people who came, and then it kind of filtered off. The summertime months, people are out doing the thing. Well, it's because it's nice out, and people have families, and their outings are traveling. Sometimes there have been a couple of months or just a couple months ago, there were just four or five of us. But we made the best of it. Mm-hmm. We had a day when the power went out. And
that was fun.
Melanie of the Jack found these little portable battery-operated lights that went on each table, and Abel actually put his under his drum and was still able to continue painting, filling in, you know, his drum because he had the light right under there.
That's dedication.
Right, exactly. You know,
so it sounds like, no, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, it just sounds like there's room for more people to come. So
there is room for more people. And, you know, I mean, we've had painters, we've had carvers, beaters, the weavers, the cedar bark women who come in every so often, and the gals who are working on
the Raven's given, Tail.
Yeah, the Raven's Tail and the blankets weaving. And the Giving Strength robe have come in. And I mean, it's a big space. Yeah, so the more the merrier. And it gets the information out there that, you know, the Jack is here for the people. You know, we are the people. And, you know, a big thanks to the Jack. And I think it's also... the Rasmussen Fund has a little bit in sponsoring it as well. So,
yeah, I think it sounds great. And if you're an artist and you need a little bit of extra motivation or some social time while you work on your art, it sounds like a great way to sort of to set aside that time to focus and to do it with other people, which probably makes anything tedious go a little faster if it's
something that requires a lot of repetition.
You didn't say that at the beginning.
If you bring your project and stay the long gig, you can qualify for a pretty obscene door prize.
All right. What's the door prize? Can you tell us?
Well, it can vary from a pumpkin to... to what are the other door prizes that have been out there? Just, you know, just kind of fun, goofy things. Just
had donuts and little knickknacks. Sometimes it's a mystery gift. You don't know what you're getting until you win.
Yeah. So they'll provide the coffee. Incentive. We might bring a treat or two. There's always, you know, something sweet. There's always... like a crackers and dip or something. But even if you aren't an artist and you just want to see what we're up to and you're out walking about on a Sunday afternoon, step into the Jack and just come in and say hi and have a cup of coffee.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Thank you all so much for sharing that info about Artists of All Nations. There was a lot about that event that I may have heard about it, but I didn't know exactly what it was
how
to participate. Now I know.
And
so
maybe we'll see you on Sunday.
Maybe you will.
Or one of these other future Sundays. Oh, there is a Facebook page.
Okay.
And it will have the schedule on there.
Great.
So...
well, Deanna, Abel, and Crystal, thanks so much for coming in today and talking about Artists of All Nations. The next one is next Sunday.
The 24th.
That's this Sunday.
This Sunday.
At 1 o'clock at the Jack.
1 to 5.
Thanks so much for being here, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.